In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today in the Gospel we heard the Lord saying a parable about a man that had a very good return from the earth. And so much that he said, well, I'm going to break down the place where I can store things, make a much bigger place, and I'll have for many years I'll be able to rejoice and to feast and so on. And but the Lord said that, foolish man, because today his soul is going to be taken away. And what's going to happen to all that riches that he had collected? And this is what, my beloved, what we have to understand is, no matter what we collect and what we have, it's of a temporary nature, and we cannot take it away from here. We're born naked and we're going to leave naked. We cannot take anything from here except good deeds. And these are the things that we have to do. We have to start collecting the good deeds. That's the most important wealth. If we don't do that, we're not going to have the mercy from the Lord. We must learn to be merciful. You say, well, today not that many people are needing the material goods and so on. Well, maybe that's so, but everybody needs the prayers. Everybody needs more prayers. And this is what it's all about. I think the most important thing, and this is our biggest richness, is the prayers. If we can pray, and if we, St. John of Kronstadt says, I don't understand how people can be without a prayer for an hour and a half. And he corrects himself. What am I saying, an hour and a half? How can a person be without prayer for a minute and a half? And my beloved, we should be always feeling God's presence. That fills the heart immediately. That gives us peace. That gives us love for him in return. And that love is spreads for everybody around us. And then we cannot do that. And we cannot just lose sight of God because of our all kinds of work that we do and fumble around with everything. In whatever we do, we should be able to glorify God and thank God for everything that He has done and be able to rejoice in His presence. Without the prayer, the soul just becomes deadened. It just becomes terrible. And then we're trying to somehow perk up ourselves with this entertainment or some other things that are of the world, the intemporary nature. But we should start to use the psaltery. We should start to sing the psalms, as it says today in the apostle. We have to read the gospel, the scripture. We have to read the lives of saints. We have to occupy ourselves with the spiritual things. Because if we do that, little by little, it will sink in the heart, and the heart wouldn't understand. How is it possible for me not to converse with my Lord, whom I love so much? And then it's not going to be very difficult then to pray for each other. Then we want to pray for each other. When we see somebody in any kind of trouble, we cry out to the Lord as if we were the one that in the trouble. And then that's the real prayer then comes in from the heart, because we feel in our heart the love for each other. This is what we have to develop. My beloved, now is the Lent before the Christmas, or the Nativity of the Lord. And prayer is absolute necessity. We're keeping the fasting, and fasting without the prayer is nothing. Doesn't mean anything. We have to have the prayer. We have to use the prayer as the most important thing in our life, to develop that prayer, not just with the lip service, not with the, even with the mind, but the heart has to be involved in the prayer. This is what my life in Christ is all about, and then where they read my life in Christ, at least during this time, or listen to it, my life in Christ, and let St. John of Kronstadt guide you into a prayer life, into real prayer. And my beloved, read the lives of the saints or listen to them. It's so important. It's so important for us to go into the light, not to be in the darkness all the time, not to be in the darkness of the daily consumption with all kinds of worries and things of the world. Sure, it's not easy. It's not easy because we're so used to be busy without the Lord, and that's no good. And that's what we have to try to change. We have to try to, whatever we do it for the glory of God. Whatever we do it with God's help and recognizing it and glorifying Him and thanking Him for everything that He does for us. Let's try to grow a little bit more. Let's try to grow with every day as the time goes, because the time is so precious to us. God has given us this time so that we'll be able to learn to turn our heart away from the temporary and to the eternal, to be able to adhere ourselves to the Lord so that we'll be able to have that beautiful joy for always and always. Amen.